Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the sixth day of October 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and I'll be back tonight, 7 to 8 p.m. for InfoWars Nightly News, premiering at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWarsNews.com. Then I'm going to get in our bus, swing it north, and drive up to Dallas to occupy the grounds around the private number 11 branch of the private Federal Reserve. Luke Radowski was involved in the march of more than 10,000 people in Occupy Wall Street last night. Reporting for InfoWars.com, Rob Jacobson was there as well. Traveled from Austin up there, and Luke decided to try to get the diverse crowd of demonstrators, some of them with Democratic operatives inside, others in the fetters and libertarians, very diverse crowd, to turn towards Lower Manhattan in the area that has the private Federal Reserve at it. And thousands reportedly did follow Luke, and Luke crossed the barriers because they wouldn't let him get anywhere near it, and the police tackled him, slammed his head in the ground, we're told, and arrested him. We've been trying to get a hold of Luke since we learned of this last night and have been unsuccessful. Rob Jacobson has been trying to get a hold of him since last night and this morning. Jaron's trying to get a hold of him right now. And so we will definitely get him on as soon as we are able to get a report from him. Now, I would say that's very daring of him and a good idea. In fact, I tried to call Luke last night and to tell him, hey, you ought to try to get a bunch of those protesters to actually go after the real enemy. And we had Jacobson had talked to him that day, and Luke was like, well, we'll just do it Friday like Alex is saying. But then the decision was made because it was such a big crowd there. Hey, let's turn them at the Fed instead of just, hey, capitalism's evil, you know, and you know, Michael Moore trying to lead them down that primrose path when it's the Federal Reserve that's actually against real free market capitalism and wants monopoly, insider crony capitalism. So big difference there. And we talked with G. Edward Griffin last night on the InfoWars Nightly News about that. And if I have time today, I'm going to air that. There's also a second part of the interview where we went into overdrive on the show and haven't aired that yet. And that's going to be airing Friday. I'm going to be here Friday via Skype on the ground in Dallas. I may even get out with a rig and walk around live that way at the Federal Reserve ahead of the occupation of the Federal Reserve officially kicking off. Well, I was going to say 6 o'clock, but now I'm going up there tonight, so we could say 5 to 8. But if you can't get there till 6, that's fine. And I'm asking folks to stay there if you believe in exposing the globalist tip of the pyramid, the all-seeing eye, the actual head of the snake. And then I'm going to turn that night, Friday night, and drive down to Houston, high noon, for a two-hour speech and event there with folks that are going to be camping out and staying there. And then we're going to turn towards San Antonio, and I'm going to be there Sunday morning, 10 to noon. Then I'm going to turn north back to Austin and do the Sunday show live here in studio, 4 to 6 p.m. And then I'm going to gauge things and definitely send reporters out to people occupying the grounds around the Fed. But also, I'm looking at going up there and joining people and broadcasting at least for a few days with people on the ground there. Now, listen. In the past, everywhere in the country, when you protest the Fed, they don't arrest you. They actually treat you with kid gloves because they don't want to get media attention drawn to it, except in one place, New York. They won't let you get anywhere near it because that's the actual head of the head. That is the central nervous system inside the head at the New York Fed. The second most powerful branch is arguably Kansas City or Dallas, but we're right up there at the neck area. Going to the Dallas Fed, and we're going to be there peaceful with our families. Men, women, and children came out last time, and we're going to be around the sidewalk there on public land in Dallas. And if the police try to violate our First Amendment, I mean, I am going to demonstrate. So they violate my First Amendment, I'll have to go to jail, but I don't think that's going to happen, but I don't care. This is the start of the second American Revolution against the tyrants. We identify the Fed. We identify the real enemy.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Thursday, the sixth day of October, 2011, and we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours today. Then I'm going to go do the nightly news this evening, 7 o'clock, and after that's over, I'm getting in the InfoWars bus and driving up to Dallas to occupy and to encircle the private Federal Reserve, the head of the snake, tomorrow. I hope and pray you'll join us. We have a special video that I shot last night and that Aaron Dyke stayed up all night to put together, and it's titled "The Revolution Against the Federal Reserve Starts Now." It is linked in red at the top of InfoWars.com featured news section. There's another article by Paul Joseph Watson, "Don't Let Obama Campaign Fronts Infiltrate, Occupy Wall Street, Occupy the Fed." And we're going to get added to his latest article, the video that Aaron has done as well. But we're going to play and premiere that video and audio here for radio and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers in just a few minutes. George Norrie is going to be joining us to talk about his view on the world today, his take on Occupy Wall Street, also his new book that's out, and a lot more. Second most popular and listened to talk show host in the world, with between 16 and 20 million listeners. He's about to eclipse Rush Limbaugh. I've even seen that in the big talkers magazines out there that cover it. So congratulations to George Norrie, about to eclipse Rush Limbaugh within about 6 months if he continues to grow the way he is. He has more than half the overnight radio listening audience, period. Over half, on average about 54% of total radio listenership, period. AM, FM, music, talk, more than half on average in your city. And he has yours truly on. Wow, George Norrie has done so much to help get the message out about the New World Order. And he's done it in a way under the radar, where the globalists have allowed it to a certain point. I know he's gone through some persecution for it, but he's gotten the top ratings. You know, that comes with telling the truth. So George Norrie will be joining us for the full third hour today. Danny Pinzella, who just a few months ago went out and demonstrated against the Federal Reserve, and they called out more than 50 cops and encircled it in New York. He was there with his baby by himself, and the cops came over. And he said, what are you doing here? Oh, we were looking for a flash mob against the Fed. Then he came on my show, and we called for a demonstration. Within 24 hours, 200 people showed up. Now he's done it again, and this time has been interviewing Dylan Radigan of MSNBC. He's been on Judge Napolitano's show on Fox. He's been on other TV programs. An example of a guy coming from nowhere, well-spoken, and now look where he is, reaching millions. That's what I'm here to do, to get you to realize the type of leaders you are. None of us are perfect, but now is the time. Evil is rising, good is rising. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. You are that reaction. Don't count on Alex Jones to do it all. Don't count on Ron Paul. Don't count on G. Edward Griffin. We're here. We're fighting. We want you right beside us, behind us, and in front of us. Together, we are going to face this tyranny and wake a lot of people up in the process. So Debbie McKee is also going to be popping in. She ran the Dallas in the Fed that was very successful a few years ago, and I was invited up. So I've invited them to invite the Occupy Wall Street people, everybody, and they've said they're going to be coming to the event I'm kicking off, which, again, will be kicked off around 5 to 8 o'clock at night. Just get there. I'm going to then go to the next location, but this is the key place. Try to focus most of the energy if you can. If you can travel, or if you're in the DFW area, to stay there at least overnight. And then others will show up that can only make it there Saturday and Sunday and Monday, and it will get massive news attention. And you can make your own decision. If the cops say, go away, you don't have a First Amendment, I guess you could go across the street and then see if they do it there. But they haven't done it the last few demonstrations there. They've actually been quite nice because they've been told to. And the Dallas PD has lost a lot of lawsuits for arresting demonstrators in the past that are on the sidewalk. You only need a permit if you block roads for like a parade. So they try the hoax that you have to have a permit to demonstrate. Not the case. Do we have a permit when we stormed the Texas Capitol twice over the TSA? No! No, they do not want to make us martyrs. But if they do make us political martyrs and arrest us, so be it. I'm coming to Dallas tomorrow. Now let's go ahead and go to this 6-minute video that's up on InfoWars.com. If you're a radio listener, please get it out to everybody. It's in the article titled, "The Revolution Against the Federal Reserve Starts Now." The Federal Reserve is the branch governorship management system of the New World Order. It is the head of the snake. These are the people that have stolen tens of trillions of taxpayer money. This is the criminal group that got rid of the Glass-Steagall Law and allowed the mega banks to issue trillions of dollars of Ponzi scheme fake paper. These are the people worldwide that want your pension funds that you've paid into. These are the people that want to create VAT taxes and sales taxes to pay off their black hole of debts. Break the conditioning. Occupy the Dallas Federal Reserve. It will be a focal point across the nation and the world. Spread the word and tell everyone you know, even if you can't be there, or even if you don't live near Texas, that they need to be part of the real movement against financial tyranny and the movement that can restore our republic. We threw off the British in 1776. Resistance is victory, and we will throw off the banksters in 2011. This is the beginning of the second American Revolution. But this time, it's going to spread worldwide against the banksters and their globalist system. We are going to occupy the occupiers. My friends, a great choice lies before you. Revolution is in the air. The spirit of 1776 is being reborn in our republic. But the collectivists, George Soros, the Obamanoids, the neocons, are attempting to steer and manage the Occupy Wall Street movement. We've seen Michael Moore come out and say that capitalism and free market and private property is the threat. No, my friends, it is the monopoly capitalist, the organized crime syndicate, the six big mega banks, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and others, that own the private Federal Reserve that hijacked this country 98 years ago in 1913. That is the enemy. And it's time for these masqueraders to be exposed. Just a decade ago, most Americans didn't know the Federal Reserve was private. Now polls show the vast majority do and want it audited and abolished. We are marching on the illegitimate financial oligarchs that seized this country and are now attempting to fully bankrupt the United States and Europe and establish a open financial dictatorship worldwide. That's why I'm calling for an Occupy the Private Federal Reserve movement in all 50 states at all 12 of their major locations. One of the most influential branches in the country, arguably the second or third most powerful next to the New York Fed, is the Federal Reserve Branch Bank in Dallas. I will be there from 5 o'clock until at least 8 o'clock this coming Friday, demonstrating and pointing out the true enemy. The Occupy Wall Street groups in North Texas have told us they're going to be there. The local In the Fed group that we demonstrated with in 2008 will be there as well. I will then travel Saturday to Houston to speak at the Federal Reserve Branch Bank in Houston, a satellite of the Dallas Fed, at high noon. Then Sunday, I will speak from 10 a.m. to 12 noon at the San Antonio branch of the Dallas Fed mothership system. The controlled corporate media is attempting to paint the Occupy Wall Street group as a bunch of communists and socialists and Obama supporters. And the media is giving attention to it, but only so they can co-opt it. The people on the ground are good and understand the Federal Reserve is the central organization empowering this world government system. This is a revolt against banker occupation. It is vital, if you are tired of these tyrants seizing control of our republic, that you travel to the Dallas Fed and that you demonstrate there and that you occupy it. This will draw attention, even if you stay there a few days. And then others from around the country will rally to that point, and others following your example will begin to occupy Federal Reserve locations around the nation. We are going to be peaceful, but we are going to encircle this criminal mafia organization's headquarters in Dallas and other areas around the country. Then I plan on sending reporters, and yes, myself, back to the Dallas Fed if the occupation and encirclement is successful, which I know it will be. The destiny of this republic is up to you. This is your mission, to end the Fed and restore the Republic if you choose to accept it. I know many of you will be there, but I hope that others watching this now will not falter, will not waver, will not sit idly by. Do not run up the white flag of surrender to the globalist. Here at our finest hour, as humanity awakens from their trance to this tyranny, join me and occupy one of the key Federal Reserve sites in Dallas, Texas, this Friday throughout the weekend. Others will join us. We are setting brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. Be part of history. We will identify the plague. We will identify the traitors. We will identify the enemy, the real target, the private Federal Reserve, and we will restore the Republic by ending the Fed and transferring the power of the purse back to the Congress and back to the people. Join me this Friday, October 7th, in Dallas, Texas. You have no excuse. It's your choice, freedom or slavery. In the Fed, my friends. The video is up at Infowars.com. And even if you can't be at this Dallas event or other events across the country, get the article, get the video, get it out to Facebook, Twitter, old MySpace, all the different systems. Get it out right now to everybody you know today. Help us. We can't let George Soros take control of this and attack free market capitalism. We have to go after the head of the snake, the private Federal Reserve. It all starts tomorrow. George Norrie coming up in the third hour today. Obviously, I'm going to talk about Obama's latest jobs speech, more complete bull. He's given something like 20-plus speeches now on jobs. He's had four or five different plans. The Democrats have had a whole bunch of others. Just riddled with ripoffs and billion-dollar and $500 million handoffs to Democratic Party operatives. Fast and Furious has been completely confirmed now to be basically a Iran-Contra, it's like a tongue twister, basically to be a Iran-Contra situation where guns are being shipped into drug cartels to knock out their competition. Then those pet cartels ship their drugs back into the U.S. ISA has come out and said, you need to change your testimony and explain that you did know about it, but didn't know all the details, because they've now caught him in complete perjury and they're trying to give him a way out. We're going to be going over that as well today. I've got a bunch of economic news I want to get into as well. Of course, later I will give you my take on Steve Jobs' death. Just about a month ago, I shot a video and I analyzed that photo that TMZ got. And I said, it's a real photo. And I had our forensic people look at it. I'm a photographer myself. And there was a sun hitting him from the side, so it looked like it was cutting into his neck, like his head had been glued on, but that was a natural distortion of the intense sunlight on his neck. I matched different parts of his body with previous photos. It was Steve Jobs, and I gave him a month to live, and he died a few days over a month. People always marvel when some rich and powerful person dies. What, 56 years old? Oh, how the mighty have fallen, but I'll give you my take on Steve Jobs a little bit later. I certainly hope he does rest in peace and had made his peace, or as Dave Mustaine would say, rust in peace, I guess God judges him to be a wicked globalist, eugenics-supporting devil, because that is what Apple supports with Al Gore on their board. But who am I to judge Steve Jobs? We don't have enough of his public actions to really know if he was consciously wicked. But he was a globalist insider and chosen by them. So I'll have some things to say about Apple being a DARPA NSA front. I've told you that for years. There was actually news on it and documents released yesterday I mentioned, so we'll get back into that a bit. Also, we're trying to get a hold of Luke Radowski. He got the Occupy Wall Street people to break off at the end of their main march. that George Soros people are trying to take control of. And he successfully led them at the Federal Reserve. And so they tried to cut the head off and of the movement and brutalized him and arrested him. So great job, Luke Radowski, and another feather in his cap. We also are going to be getting into a bunch of news on big developments in the Middle East. Now, before I do that, I just want to spend a few minutes here responding to some emails I've gotten and some comments I've seen on the YouTube videos, because I'll, you know, quickly scan over a few of those to get the feel of people. And there's a frequent commenter I see who has the handle Tall Tommy something. I forget the full handle. He's a frequent commenter. And I saw him saying, Alex, a lot of folks are looking over their shoulders at you, being nice to all these socialists. And I'm looking at you sideways, buddy. What's going on here? And I didn't really understand that comment, because it was a G. Edward Griffin interview he was commenting on, where we were explaining that the big global mega banks want socialism for the grassroots to make us dependent. And the whole video was against socialism and collectivism and communism and all its permutations. And I don't like collectivism, but I'm not going to get into a McCarthyite type deal where, because I have Roseanne Barr on and she tells me she's a listener and then makes a lot of satirical comments about redistribution of wealth, I think her comments stand on their own. And even though it's a lot of it's satire, I think it's pretty ridiculous. But she is a listener, and I'm not going to sit there and scream at her. Ed Asner, you know, exposes vaccinations, likes Ron Paul, but says he thinks socialism's a great system. You're going to do more reaching out to these people, well-meaning socialists, than fighting with them. Now, if you're a conscious George Soros or a big mega billionaire trying to shut down the middle class and tax people that actually hire folks, like musicians and doctors and scientists and inventors and everybody else, or business owners, if your wealth was gotten through the free market, that is laudable. That is something honored in American tradition. That's something good. If you are stealing it like the mega banks, then that is bad. They're the ones trying to re-engineer the rebellion against them into a collectivist mode. And so to be friendly and try to bring along socialists, which we're doing, we're waking up Ed Asner and Roseanne Barr and people. If that makes me a socialist, so what?
We're on the...
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
And I won't back down.
And I won't back
down. You know, even if you can't go to your Federal Reserve location, your area, to point out the real problem, the group that created the derivatives, the group openly pushing unfunded mandates to the state, globalization, new world order operations, even if you can't do that, you need to get our videos at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The new video press release I've put out, "The Revolution Against the Federal Reserve Starts Now," is the title of the article that has the video in it and the press release, and get it out to everybody you know. It is so important. Here's an example of the wickedness of the Federal Reserve. Then we're going to our first guest, who heads up the Dallas and the Fed and does a fabulous job fighting these tyrants, actually going up against the real enemy. Yesterday, they had the Austin Chronicle, South by Southwest, Lewis Black, putting on EcoFest. Same people that put on the big South by Southwest event. Thousands of dollars to get in. Our guys get there, they're given a one-day pass. All the media, there's a bunch of media there, they're allowed to tape whatever they want, local news stations. When one of the minders finds out that InfoWars has gotten in, they come over and say, you're only allowed to tape 5 minutes now, and then get out. And of course, having a huge power trip, but luckily, right then, the speech ended of the guy they came to get, one of the former top managers at Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs, of course, the second biggest shareholder in the private Federal Reserve after J.P. Morgan Chase. And he's now the head of the Nature Conservancy, which with government grabs all this property and, you know, runs all these different operations across the country, nothing to do with environmentalism. Here's this Goldman Sachs guy heading it up, and he agrees to an interview. And then Darren McBrain, our reporter, we're going to show this tonight, says, okay, we're going to, which I would have just started going to the questions, but Darren did a great job, but I like to ask a softball and then get into the hard ones. McBrain goes ahead and prefaces, well, this is going to kind of be from the supporters of coal position or proponents. The guy's like, all right, and he goes, President Obama said that he wanted to bankrupt the coal industry in the campaign. And the guy goes, whoa, turn your camera off. And I guess I've done that before, too. When somebody says that, it's kind of instinctive. John kind of hit the button and turned it off, but then turned it back on a minute later. And the guy's waving his arms. You know, you can't show this and all this stuff. Really, we're let into an event. You give a speech and then you say you'll do an interview and you say you won't do it. That's like 60 minutes. People say, I'm not doing this interview. We're news. We're not entertainment. We go to an event, you agree to speak, we'll show it, we're going to show it tonight. News, First Amendment, pal. It's not like we're asking you to be in some Nickelodeon special, and it's entertainment. The news doesn't ask you to sign forms. The point is that he runs like a roach. He gets all up there with his glad-handing, and McBrain goes, okay, first question. Obama said he wants to bankrupt coal. And then McBrain kind of chases him down the hall nicely, saying to him, hey, what about General Electric getting waivers? You know, they're not getting shut down, but the other plants are. I mean, there were two plants in Illinois shut down Tuesday. There were more plants shut down in California and Tennessee yesterday. I haven't searched today to see what's been shut down. I mean, they're shutting the power down. The head of the Energy Department in February told the Wall Street Journal, we showed it yesterday, he said, we are going to shut down massive numbers. And he talked about over 1,000 plants. See, under the free market, they built thousands and thousands of coal plants. Cities owned them, counties, little communities got together and built little coal-fired plants for their community or hydroelectric, whatever the case is. That's all bought up. They come in, they buy off your city council, they shut down your local power plants. They've shut down a couple that Austin had, great plants. They use useful idiots to go out and, you know, demonstrate and say they want them shut down. And I don't know, depending on the numbers you look, depending on where you are in Austin, it's a 30-40% increase in the last 5-6 years. In some areas, a doubling. Now Austin Energy says 60% increase for some people. But if you're not a peak user, only, you know, moderate increases. And I showed you that yesterday, and we're going to our guest. But the point is, it's Goldman Sachs, it's J.P. Morgan. Rick Perry went to Bilderberg in 2007 to discuss how to shut down Texas power plants with these guys, and a big foreign company came in and is allowed to build them. So they shut down other plants, build new ones, shut down basically other new ones, put new regulations on other companies that aren't part of the inside group, and your power bill goes up. And I get emails from idiots saying, you must work for coal. No, I work for the old lady in East Austin, who's on Social Security with her COLA frozen, her cost of living expense frozen, who's going bankrupt. I work for my grandmother, who lives in a working class area of South Austin, and who can't live on Social Security, and has exhausted all of her savings, and who the family helps out, who just can't believe her power bill goes up and up and up, and in the summer, I go over there and it's 110 degrees inside the house with the windows open because it gets to 110 degrees here, and I've got to give her money and say, you will turn on the air conditioner. You will turn it on. You will turn on the heat. You will. Here's some money. Because I've got to give, again, I love giving my grandmother money. The point is it's being sucked out by these slime bags who come in here, and I got to watch some Goldman Sachs guy literally strut up to the podium and sit there and go, I know Goldman Sachs isn't very popular now, but we got a plan to help the earth and shut down coal. You know, and with clean ones, we've got an initiative. The world without coal. And you walk over to the vampire and you go, see this holy cross here? And the guy's like, ah! I mean, literally running like a bat out of hell. Yeah, the president said he wants to bankrupt coal. No, I'm not doing this. I'm not talking about it. Turn the camera off. Can't use this. That's who we're talking about. That's who runs the Federal Reserve, okay? And it's time for them to stop. 10 years ago, 5 years ago, they go to Congress. Everybody would bow down. Senators' voices would shake. Mr. Greenspan, oh, so good. You're here, sir. I used to play clips of it on air. It was like, sir. I mean, it was like they were God. Like God, like Zeus had beamed down into the chamber. Now they're yelling at them. They're calling them liars. Where's the money? That fruitcake Bernanke squirming around like the snake he is. We are going to pull them down politically. We are going to muddy them with their own effluvial leavings that they've dumped on us. We are going to pillory them with their actions, and we are going to encircle them and chant them and let everybody know that they are the enemy and the author of our ruin. And you know, it's very dangerous for me to do this individually, but I don't care. I'm like a kamikaze going straight into them. They are the enemy of the republic. They're the ones that launched the wars. They're the ones that are taking our liberties. They're the ones that lobby for all the environmental land grabbing. And we've got a lady on with us, Debbie McKee, who I appreciate holding while I told that story that will air tonight. Debbie McKee started, I guess, back in 2008, the In the Fed up in Dallas, very successful. We've got video in our press release of that event and other events. And you can find out more at endthefedusa.ning.com. And Debbie McKee joins us, and she's going to be bringing her great organization, the Dallas In the Fed, out to join us this Friday. So good to have you on with us, Debbie.
Thank you, Alex.
And there's a photo of you on screen with the wonderful Ron Paul. So tell us about yourself in the Fed, why you're doing this, and what do you think of my idea of, instead of just letting Michael Moore tell us capitalism's the problem, actually going to the real source?
I think that's what we have to do. I got involved after Ron Paul's campaign last time, and we're just trying to reach anybody who will listen, you know, Tea Party people, the Democrats, whatever, these people out today for Occupy Dallas. We had flyers. We just want to reach people who know that something's wrong and point them in the right direction as far, you know, where the root cause of the problem is.
Isn't it encouraging that the Fed people, the Occupy Wall Street people in Dallas, the Occupy Dallas group, is going to the Fed. So people are starting to get it. And then last night, Occupy Wall Street group marched on the Fed, and there were arrests. So finally, I mean, did you see Bernanke go, I understand why people are mad at Wall Street and capitalism yesterday. See, he loves that nebulous thing. And George Soros says he's with the Occupy Wall Street. Soros would love to occupy the firms he doesn't control on Wall Street and take them over, like they did Bear Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. How many folks do you think the Dallas in the Fed folks that you head up are going to be able to bring out to this rally that we're launching Friday evening?
I have no idea. It was kind of short notice, but I think with your getting the word out on your show, we could have a really good turnout. Today, we didn't have very many, but there were hundreds of those Occupy Dallas people here, so it was kind of exciting.
Okay, so that march is already going on. What's happening in Dallas?
Well, they marched down. We were at the Fed building before 9, because I scheduled we'd be there from like 9 to 12. So we were there before 9, and they met at a park several blocks away, and they marched down towards us. And the police said they had about 300, but I think they probably had maybe 500. They stood around with us on the corner for a little while, and you could tell they were getting hot and bored in the sun, and they wanted to go march on Chase Bank, which was across the street, so we could hear people saying, let's go march on Chase, and other people saying, that's not in the planned route, you know, like they didn't want to deviate from the plan. And they ended up, when we were trying to leave to get back to my car and take this phone call, they were marching past the Fed, up a block, and then across the street and down towards Chase. So the Dallas police were, you know, flexing with the movement and allowing them more freedom and access.
Hey, I think that's a great idea. Perhaps yeah. I should drop by at 4 to 5 tomorrow, and I'll bullhorn the Chase people, which, again, are owners of shareholders of the evil Fed across the street. They're fake quasi-private organization over there. And then I guess 5 to 8 or so, we'll try to get folks out there at the Well, no, we're going to get a lot out there at the Dallas Federal Reserve. Now, I'm asking people, Debbie, because I'm going to go on to the Houston Fed and the San Antonio Fed, but then I'll send reporters back or I'll come back myself. I'm asking people to go ahead and camp out there because that's going to get the real attention there on the sidewalk. And that's encouraging. You're saying the police didn't try to violate your First Amendment today when you were out there, you said, with hundreds of people that showed up from Occupy Dallas.
No, they really were being pretty good, I think. We have a really good relationship with them. That's why I wanted to be here early, to be like the first one there on the scene. And the Dallas police has worked with us, you know, since 2008. We've had rallies two or three times a year, and they've been very good. We have a good working relationship.
There was a black detective. He gave me his card. I forgot his name, but he's on the videos. But when no cameras were around last time, he said, listen, I know about the Federal Reserve, okay? We're your friends. I got it. And he was like, I appreciate you. So the cops up there were very nice last time, unlike the New York police. But it's a good place to encircle the Fed and get media attention. People are like, why do we do this? We point out it's the Federal Reserve. Debbie, why do you think we should protest the Fed instead of just saying, you know, capitalism's evil?
Well, because they're really behind it. It's not capitalism. It's fascism, you know, or corporatism.
Yep.
So they're really the root. But, you know, even I pointed out to people today I talked to, they're just the root that we can see. It's really the people behind them that we can't see. So I have flyers with some good info and told everybody, hey, thanks for coming. We've been here since 2008. We're glad you joined us. So it was kind of nice to put that, you know, spin on it.
What's your analysis just from having a chance to march with them and watch them? Of the 400, 500 or so, you said the police said 300, but it was more. They always try to underestimate, just to be on the safe side, of the Occupy Dallas folks. I mean, from what I've heard, they're a pretty diverse group.
Oh, yeah, very. There was everybody you could imagine was there, from the older grandma who was just tired of, you know, the economy, to the kids who don't have any jobs, to a lot of students were there. It was a wide range of nationalities and colors, and it was a good diverse group. Lots of good signs. There were lots of thought provoking signs.
Well, it's very exciting. Obviously you were there to let them know, hey, tomorrow night's important. Believe me, that's the one that's going to get the media attention. Dallas Morning News has covered it. NBC News in Dallas has covered it. D Magazine has covered it. This morning, I couldn't even go through all the publications that are already covering it. Was there any media there today?
Oh, they were thick. I mean, very, very thick. There was lots of media there today.
And they're saying they're going to be there tomorrow, correct?
I don't know. Well, I really have no idea. I guess it just depends on how things go.
Well, there's going to be a huge turnout tomorrow. I would imagine it'll be a lot bigger than the Occupy Dallas folks, but they are certainly invited. Were the Occupy Dallas folks saying they were going to come out tomorrow night?
It sounds like they're planning to be here tomorrow, too, so I guess they will.
Well, that is extremely, extremely exciting, and I obviously will give a speech and indict the Fed myself, but then I'll try to hand off the bullhorn or let you guys go on your own bullhorn so I don't destroy my voice. My days of screaming at the top of my lungs into a bullhorn have got to end. I haven't been to the doctor, but I can tell you from years of screaming, I've gotten this husky voice, and that I've got to just now speak at rallies and not scream until I cough blood up. So I will be there to speak for off and on for 2 hours, but I look forward to hearing you speak and others speak. And just God bless you. Debbie McKee, any other points you'd like to make?
I like to encourage everybody to, you know, work together on this and reach out to people who they may not be exactly like-minded, but we need to work together against the power elite. So that's my main point.
Work together. Work together against the power elite, absolutely.
Yep.
What do you think of their attempt? Because I've got reporters all over the country. Their attempt to try to turn this into a Democratic thing. But we've been on the street. These are not Democratic operatives. The media is trying to act like they speak for George Soros, but they don't.
Yeah, well, if you just look at the basic overall look, you would probably get that idea. And, you know, the media is going to pinpoint who they want to. They're going to interview who they want to. So, you know, they can portray that, but I think it was pretty diverse, really.
Well, when we had that in the Fed rally, one of many you've had that I was at in 2008 in November out there, It was about as diverse as it gets. White folks, old folks, young folks, Hispanics, Asians, black folks. It was great. All burning with the light of liberty in their eyes. All had the same spirit.
Yep. That, we sure appreciate everything you do.
Well, we appreciate you, Debbie, and I look forward. I'm going to be there tomorrow broadcasting from nearby. I may even get the laptop out with the 4G and set it on top of power line box or something at face level and just broadcast right there on the street. The cops don't give us any trouble, which if that same detective's out there, we shouldn't. I don't want to get him in trouble. I ought to shut up. But the point is, we're going to be right back from break. The website, is that the best website to give out, Debbie, the one I gave out earlier?
Yeah, I think so.
InTheFedUSA.Ning.com. Debbie, we'll see you there tomorrow and get you on the radio there on site. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be right back with some key news straight ahead. Stay with us.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs.
All right, folks. We've been adding a lot of information warfare weapons into the online video bookstore shopping cart at Infowars.com. Things like this new flag. Now, we're getting custom-made InfoWars, made-in-America babies, but they're going to cost us like $10 a piece or so. We'll have to charge, you know, like $20 or $25 on those. This baby we get really inexpensively, so we can sell these for $10. And it is a Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag. It's great to fly at your house. Great to, have in your house. It's a good conversation piece. Four people available at Infowars.com. People keep requesting flags. You've heard them on air, so we aim to please. There you go. There you go. You want Gadsden flags and more? We are developing them and getting them. We have the ProPure water filter, the next generation of gravity-fed filters, blows the leading competition out of the water, pun intended. You can go see a side-by-side comparison at Infowars.com. Super high-quality gravity-fed filtration system, stainless steel spigots, not just the container. Check it all out at Infowars.com. And your purchase also finances the burgeoning InfoWar. We are trying to plow more and more of the capital that's coming in here and exhausting many of our reserves in the attempt to really maximize the amount of people we're reaching. Now, when you buy a book or a DVD or a Infowars.com t-shirt, you support this transmission. Plus, you get a tool, whether it's the t-shirt or a video or book, that will wake up others and also, in the case of a book or video, inform you to a higher level. And all over the country now, when I travel, I see Infowars.com stickers. Some of them that didn't come from us. People, I guess, are making them custom. That's great. Oh, by the way, I almost forgot. We got some new bumper stickers in because you requested them. Most of the stuff we end up doing now in the flyer department is listener-requested fluoride. There is poison in the tap water, Infowars.com. It would be great to have these put up all over the place in legal, lawful areas, in public, to make people talk. Oh, by the way, one of the big counties, Pinellas County in Florida, with 700,000 people, just removed fluoride. Every day now, I'm seeing big towns, major cities, major counties. I mean, we're having victory here. And a lot of times it happens because people put up fluoride's poison signs. When we had that flyer contest, everybody put flyers up. Boy, the government and water districts would get hopping mad. But in a bunch of cases, it then spurred discussions that led to it being pulled out. Because under the name fluoride, they put hundreds of deadly chemicals in. So these are thrown in all of the orders. When you order DVDs, books, you get a free citizen rule book, Constitution, Bill of Rights, all that great stuff, famous founding father quotes, jury nullification. And then you also get a mix of different bumper stickers thrown in, or you can buy these in bulk at Infowars.com. Fluoride, there is poison in the tap water. By the way, I mentioned this on Monday, but I've spent really no time on it. Sometimes stuff's such old news to us that finally when it becomes mainstream news, I don't cover it. I have a lot of blind spots. And listeners have commented and said, why aren't you covering Bank of America and the $5 fee? Well, because they said a year ago, they had a big bank consortium meeting, and they said they're going to start raising prices. They're going to start charging you to keep money in the bank. Switzerland's already begun that because the money's that worthless. The banks have been given unlimited trillions. So they don't need your business anymore. They don't even need it to take $1 you deposit and loan out 10 under the old fractional reserve banking system. They've left that entirely to just pure, total made-up money. I'm going to explain that coming up, and the economy. And we got George Norrie coming up. Well, we've got a jam-packed broadcast here. Wow. Here's the number to call in, 800-259-9231.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm really proud of Infowars.com yet again. It was over the weekend that Kurt Nemo wrote about it, and I saw other alternative media had it as well. Forget our headline. Perhaps I can run back there and ask Nemo. He's in the office right now. It was something like secret group puts Americans on kill list. Here's Reuters today. This just broke today. They'll probably get the Pulitzer Prize for it. Secret panel can put Americans on kill list. And Anwar al-Awlaki, that's the stage death. They've killed a guy like 5-6 times. Well, I guess we reported on it last week, too, the kill list. So there you have it. Reuters is now breaking it. Of course, Infowars.com had it, I don't know, 4 or 5 days ago. But search Infowars. Just type in Infowars.com into the Google NSA system and then type in secret panel. Secret government group puts Americans on kill list, something like that, Infowars.com. I just want to not to even toot our horn and say, look, you know, we scooped Reuters. I want to, and it was on some other sites too. It wasn't like, it's just incredible. I mean, of course, came out there were these kill list panels years ago under Bush too. But here it is from Reuters. Secret panel can put Americans on kill list. I'm going to be talking more about that. We've got Danny Panzella joining us just for a few minutes coming up, but also want to get him on the TV show as well because. Well, he's an example of what one person can do, one man, one woman. What you can do by standing up, one man in the right can, you know, reverse the whole course of history. One woman in the right. What's the Texas Rangers saying? By the founder of the Texas Rangers. A man in the wrong can't stand up against a man in the right. If the man in the right keeps on a-coming. A lot of people ask why they haven't killed me yet. And they've done some dirty tricks and things, and I don't really like to think about it or make a big deal out of it. I see that as a sign of my success. And they try to kill my name in the media and demonize me, and they've got whisper campaigns out against me, and they use the Cass Sunstein model of posing as patriots or conspiracy theorists, alternative media, and attack me 24/7. I mean, these are people on the job. Every one of our YouTube videos, as they go live, within seconds, there's 5, 6, 7, 8 negative votes. Within seconds, there are whole teams of people with dummy cutout accounts waiting. And as soon as it goes live, boom, the negatives go up. And then, as they're always trying to skew it, but it fails. They're trying to create some psychological warfare thing where people look at how they voted. And I guess that works with some people's sites, and then they'll vote against me. But we usually have about 97, 98% positive. You know, after a few minutes, the positive votes outweigh the negative, and then it beats them from there. But Dave was the one that pointed this out to me about 6 months ago. He goes, Alex, within seconds of it going live, there are people in there voting it down. And that doesn't continue. Then as people actually watch it, real people, he didn't know if it's spam bots doing it. They admit they have the Pentagon doing it. But they're doing that to try to keep it off the front page of YouTube. And they crawl through everything and file fake things, and we just file against it and keep the site up because that particular site's reached 146 million people in the last few years. You count the other YouTube sites and auxiliary sites, it's over 300 million. I haven't counted it up in a while. 300 million views in the last 2.5, 3 years or so just on YouTube alone. You think the system likes 300 million views? I think they like 30-something million Obama deception watched? No. The system doesn't like it at all. And you know what will happen if they kill me or set me up? They can make up anything in the world about yours truly. Nobody's going to believe it. Because they know what liars the system is. Just like when they attacked Rand Paul, it didn't work. Or Ron Paul. They could kill me. And all it'll do is empower all the messages I've put out. I mean, I've said a lot of stuff. I've covered a lot of issues. And if they killed me, that would really, really turn me into a martyr. Now, I intend on doing a lot more damage as not being a martyr, continuing to move forward with the information, but either way, we win.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, coming up, George Norrie, syndicated overnight talk show host, second most listened to in the country on talk radio and radio, period, will be joining us coming up in the third hour today. Danny Panzella is going to just pop in for 10 minutes or so right now, and then we'll go to your phone calls. He, of course, months ago went out with his baby in a baby stroller to protest the Fed. And they called out 50-something cops and had security alerts in New York over it. Later came out in New York Daily News and other publications. That's how we discovered the system surveilling in the fetters. Now the Federal Reserve says they're making a list of people that support them or don't. Ooh, scary. We're making a list of you, too. You foreign usurpers, you globalist offshore banks. And now he's gone out and interviewed Dylan Ratigan on YouTube, gotten a bunch of attention, been on Judge Andrew Napolitano's show. He's getting a lot of attention. And last night, we're still trying to get a hold of Luke Radowski. Luke got the big Occupy Wall Street group, thousands of the 10,000 that were marching, to break off and go towards the private Federal Reserve. It looks like a giant fortress there. And they arrested him and slammed him around, brutalized him, and hauled him off. We're trying to get a hold of him right now. Don't know what's going on with Luke, but we'll try to get him on either today or on the nightly news this evening. Rob Jacobson is there in New York. I need to call him during the break and find out if they know what's going on with Luke. I've been trying to get a hold of him again since last night. So that's all coming up. Also, again, I haven't gotten into some of the Middle East and politics news. Soros loses a case against French insider trading conviction. He tried to get that overturned, but no, he's still a wanted man. He's the guy that says he feels for the in Wall Street people. He agrees with them. Well, he should. He tried to hijack the group. He failed. Obama says today that Americans have a right to be angry about what's happening in banking. Remember that clip he said in the State of the Union? I know how it looks to be helping banks out right now. Believe me, I get it. We were financed not by banks, but by the inner Federal Reserve controllers. And then we've got our report, another report up at Drudge on the right-hand side. Occupy Wall Street stands in solidarity with Obama front group. Above that, college walkout plan. Anonymous releases threat against New York Stock Exchange. Wall Street protest expected to swell. Jobless claims rise above 400,000 again. Secret panel could put Americans on kill list. I'm going to be covering that later. Here's Obama. Americans frustrated with banks. Now, they're frustrated with the six owners of the Federal Reserve that bankrolled you and are now bankrolling Mitt Romney and, of course, Rick Perry, while demonizing Ron Paul. Obama, Democrats plan to tie GOP to Wall Street. So I told you that was their reelection campaign. I could see it. Was Occupy Wall Street. Doesn't mean the people doing it are bad, but there's always protest to Wall Street going on. So the media gave attention to it, gave attention to spokespeople that were calling for collectivism and an end of capitalism and higher taxes so the Democrats could say they represent them. Now be sophisticated here. It doesn't mean Occupy Wall Street people are bad. They're great. But the globalists are representing that it supports Obama. Continues, if Congress does something, then I can't run against a do-nothing Congress. So that's a quote there. They're trying to block any type of jobs bill right now, and then openly blaming the Republicans for it. I'm not a Republican fan. I'm just telling you they're liars, okay? Continuing, Biden to fifth graders, it's all Bush's fault. That's a quote. And then when Obama's out, they'll say it's all Obama's fault. Bush, Obama, they all work for the same group. That's the message I'm trying to get out. That's why we're going to occupy the Federal Reserve nationwide tomorrow and over the weekend. That's why we need to camp out there to actually target the real culprits and not just nebulous Michael Moore out there. I'm worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Let's ban capitalism. As if free market is what makes things bad. Free markets made us the wealthiest and greatest nation with the greatest choices in the world. And as the free market has been put out the window and collectivism brought in and insider crony capitalism, we've lost it all. But they're saying, no, more socialism will fix it. So that's some of the news. Some of the news on that front. And I promise I'm going to get to Bank of America. They're having unprecedented problems with Bank of America website. Oh, they can't let you have your money right now. It's shut down. Sorry, because all these people are trying to pull their money out. They've got actuaries where they know if they don't let you have it for a few days, you'll tend to not be angry anymore and let them keep your money. But I've told you for years, they're going to start charging you to keep your money in a bank. You won't just get one half of 1% interest. You will be charged. And why is that? I'll tell you why later. They don't want your money anymore, like the Beverly Hillbillies, where the bank, you know, which is actually fiction, but that's how old banks used to be. Especially local banks. They're like, we take you out to steak dinner, free golf course membership. Keep your money here, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Clampett, because for every dollar you deposit, they can loan out 10. Since 1999, that's been gone, folks. Fractional reserve banking, that's what little local banks do. That's all gone. That corrupt system that's dangerous is gone. Now, if you're the big six mega banks, unlimited. You control the regulators. You can loan out $50 trillion with nothing back in it. So, of course, they don't want you to put your money in the bank. Of course, they're going to charge you to keep your money in there. They've got unlimited. I'll get more into it later. The rest of the story. Their layoffs of all the big banks of their customer service people and their branches, because they're not going to be there anymore for service. They're there to send SWAT teams to your house and take it in a repossession. Okay, let's go to Danny Panzella. Danny, on the TV show, I want to get you on the TV show, and Rob Dew's getting a package together that shows you on the Politano show on Fox, shows you getting attention all over with the Dylan Radigan interview. Here you are months ago with your baby down there in a stroller by yourself. Then you come on this show. We call for a demonstration the next day. 100 show up. And now here you are with millions seeing what you have to say. You're another testament of what taking action can do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, thank you for your support. And I want to thank everybody else for all their support and for continuing to spread the message. But, you know, it's not about me. Xander was a good little gimmick that kind of got attention. But, you know, obviously the Federal Reserve is really what we want to draw attention to. And, you know, I've been spending since day one down in Occupy Wall Street. I've been down there and I've been talking to people about the free market. And it's like you said earlier, you really broke it down. These are not bad people. When you cut through all the rhetoric, really what they want is the same thing that we all want, which is freedom and equality. And they just have an idea of how to get there that doesn't work. So what I've been down there doing is just talking to them about the free market. And then they say, oh, well, we have a free market and that's what caused all these problems. And then I can explain to them, well, no, we have a centrally planned economy that is run by a private Federal Reserve Bank that's owned by private corporations. So that really speaks to them. And I can see the light bulbs going off in a lot of people's eyes. And it's very disheartening to see Mike Moore and now the unions and these people coming in and trying to co-opt what it was really a grassroots movement. And what in large part they've been able to do with the Tea Party is kind of get them behind the establishment agenda, put them in the left or the right box, and basically inoculate those two movements. So what I've been down there trying to do is say, look, the Tea Party and Occupy Wall Street have the same goals. We need to work together. We can do this together and the private Federal Reserve, and then you'll get your voice back.
Well, beautifully said. What I try to say in 10 hours, you say in about 2 minutes. You're absolutely right. I mean, I called this over a week ago, and I really came out Sunday and said, look, this is being taken over. And the left then, the controlled professional left, tried to spin it that I was saying all the Wall Street people were bad. That's like when I say Building 7 was clearly blown up, They say, oh, you're saying the cops did it. No, I'm not saying the cops did it, but the cops are on video saying, get back. They're about to bring it down. They were told, get people back. It's compartmentalization. It's the same thing here. When Obama and Move On and Soros admit they're trying to co-opt it, I've got to come out and say, don't be co-opted. That's like 3 years ago when the Republicans tried to take over the Tea Party. I said, don't let them take it over. This is a Ron Paul True Liberty movement. And I got the comments, oh, you just hate the Tea Party, commie. No, I'm trying to show how the establishment, the left and right head of this monster, this ogre, is trying to take over our movement. What do you think of my idea? Obviously, you're going to love it because you were already doing it months ago, to go and protest the Fed itself and identify the crony capitalist.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've actually been trying to do that. We started OccupyTheFed.net a few weeks ago, and we've been trying to gain steam, and I'm so happy that you've jumped on board with this as well. And now we've joined up with Stuart Rhodes and some of the other people in the movement to kind of consolidate all our efforts to organize so we can get people in front of every single Fed. And you have been obviously invaluable in this fight. You know, you woke most of us up. So, we just want to really get as many people as possible to show up. And we're taking a two-pronged approach.
Now, see, hold on. I didn't even know that you'd set up and occupy the Fed.net. That's common sense. When they start their group, you say, hey, the Federal Reserve's the real threat. I have this epiphany Sunday. We've got to go after the Fed instead of just saying capitalism. That is just beautiful.
Yeah, it's just the synchronicity. And it's really what we were trying to do was kind of glean off the momentum that the Occupy Wall Street movement has and just kind of funnel that back into the right direction towards the Fed rather than the straw man of capitalism, because we really don't even have true free market capitalism.
No, you got six big mega banks that own the Fortune 100 and then some, who are organizing the economy and everything into themselves and shutting down their competition and trying to get more people dependent on their fiat system so they control them.
That's right. Absolutely. And when you break that down for people, you'll see the light bulb go off in their head. So I want to encourage people. You know, I'm getting a lot of criticism from Tea Party type people and right wing type people saying, oh, why are you going down there with all those, socialists and communists? And I said, well, you know, we've got to convert them to be our allies.
Stay there. Exactly. The reason I've tried to get Michael Moore on this show, David Rothschild on this show, Dennis Kucinich on this show, Roseanne Barr yesterday. I mean, look at Jesse Ventura. I've really been talking to him privately for years. Look how far he's come since I first met him 6 years ago. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Your calls are coming up in the next segment after I get into some financial news. George Norrie is going to join us for most of the next hour. Always interesting to get George on, and needs no introduction. Danny Penzella, who I didn't even know they'd started an Occupied Fed thing weeks before I did. It was just common sense that, wow, look at this. They're saying capitalism's the problem. We don't have capitalism. We have a government where they say, okay, everybody else's power plant has to basically shut down but General Electric. We're going to double or triple your power prices. How's that sound? That's freedom. If you didn't give money to Obama, we're going to shut down your General Motors dealership. How's that sound? Or if you're not part of the Carlyle Group, we're not going to give you defense contracts. I mean, it's... Or if you're an American small business, you can't get government contracts, even though it's the law you're supposed to. I mean, it's just a bunch of insiders raping us seven ways to Sunday. It's incredible. Danny, in closing, that's the same thing I've gone through. The left attacks me, saying, you're not fully embracing the end of capitalism. You're a right-wing fascist. You must worship everyone at the Occupy Wall Street worldwide. And then I get, like, conservative people going, you commie having Roseanne Barr on board. What is your problem? And the point is, you know, you heard Roseanne Barr. I've been listening to you a few years now. Now, you know, I'm Second Amendment. I'm starting to get it. You know, the point is, just hating these people isn't ever going to fix it. Now, if you're an operative who's cold-bloodedly manipulating, like George Soros, yeah, I get it. I would not be try to be friends with George Soros. He knows exactly what he's doing. But a Roseanne Barr, you've got to reach out to her. You're not going to get anywhere with her calling her a moron. You've got to try to reach out to her. And I'm not saying Ventura was ever stupid, but when I first met him, 6 years ago, and I gave him 9/11 films. He goes, I know. My son already gave me these, Alex. I just don't know. And then a year later, it's like, I'll come down to Austin. I'm ready to come on your show. It's an inside job. And then now look where he is. See, it's that process. I mean, if I'd have said, Ventura, I don't totally agree with you on these things. You're an operative. Most people aren't operatives. They're ignorant. So yes, I would just ignore people getting mad at you. What's wrong with you going down to the hippies and people and saying, hey, it's the Federal Reserve? You're doing what the lazy mainline conservatives should be doing. They want to sit there and listen to Rush Limbaugh, who supported, you know, and Glenn Beck, who supported the banker bailouts and who support new VAT taxes like O'Reilly, and suck their thumbs and judge everybody that's actually in the field.
Well, you make a good point. And what I tell people is Jesus hung out with sinners. I hang out with socialists. So I want to be an influence. And, you know, they always make the point, the Tea Party, oh, well, that's funded by George Soros. I said, but yeah, but Fox News is funded by the Sharia-loving Saudi royals. And Rupert Murdoch, who gives all that money that you spend on Fox News products, he gives that to Planned Parenthood and a million, and the Clintons and other liberal causes. So if you want to talk about funding, let's talk about funding. The bottom line is we have to reach out to these people and convert them into free market, freedom-loving people.
Well, you're right. Oh, that's another thing. Years ago, it was taken out of context when I was showing that Fox News, if you added all the Saudis together, was now almost Saudi majority owned, that a bunch of other major outfits in Hollywood were. Obviously, you know, it's Jews, Italians, and others are, you know, dominant in the actual production. But Saudi Arabia, incredibly corrupt, more and more is buying up our media. The actual shares, they don't run it. They own large portions of it is a more accurate statement. And I'm not getting into a fight with Arabs or something. The point is Saudi Arabia, Fox News loves to bash Muslims all day. Well, no wonder they do, because right under their nose, it's basically a Saudi Arabian outfit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And that's the argument that I try to use with conservatives that say, oh, I don't want to get involved. And look, that's exactly why George Soros and the unions and Mike Moore jump on this thing, because they want to push the right away. It's like a reverse psychology operation. Their job is to get the right to say, I'm not getting involved with that. That's a Soros thing.
And just like the left wouldn't get involved in the tea parties because the media said they're racist, they're white, they're evil. Automatically, if you're not white now, you can't be for freedom.
That's right. And what ends up happening is we focus all our attention on the punching bags in Congress and the president, and those are replaceable because the banks and the CEOs of the banks and the shareholders of those banks are constant. They never change. We can replace a Barack Obama with the next puppet, but unless it's someone like Ron Paul, who's real grassroots, who has been loyal to the Constitution for his whole career, someone who has that kind of record, you're going to get more of the same, and those banks are just going to buy off the next person, and it's going to be the same thing over and over again.
Hey, Danny, we have set you up for the nightly news tonight, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. I want to come back to 2 or 3 minutes with you on another quick subject, but I want to say something about Fox News when we come back as well on the other side. So stay with us. Then I'll get into some economic news, this banking news with Bank of America. I'll give you the rest of the story. And then we'll go to your phone calls for those that are patiently holding right now. We're going to go to your calls as well after this break. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. All right, here's what I want to say about Fox News. Here is a message to Fox News, and they know this. I am the opposite of hollow, arrogant people that live to read off a teleprompter and who want to live in New York City and who want to be part of that plastic world, okay? Let's get that straight. And when New York Magazine interviewed me, they were obsessed with asking if I wanted to work at Fox News. And I said, no, 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 I do not want to work at Fox News. I do not want to work at Fox News. I want to do what I'm doing. And they ignored all that and put a quote in the magazine, in the article, talking to the president of programming or whatever at Fox Television, the guy running Fox News, the guy running under Roger Ailes, who really is the programmer. And the guy said, Alex wants to be on Fox, but we don't want him. So again, this is all part of their illusion. All the mainstream media, who, by the way, are all losing viewers, Fox is losing viewers as well. They're just at the top of the sinking ship. So they're like at the top of the mast. The alternative media is taking over. Glenn Beck has left, happy, making more money, going to end up reaching more people online. And again, it's not that I care about Fox News' arrogant statement about me. I don't think I even talked about it at the time, because it gets at me. It's done so that readers marvel at Fox like some Valhalla or some Mount Olympus where the gods live, that unknown country, the magic of it, the info babes looking at the teleprompter like they sexually desire it, so men watch TV and feel like it's their girlfriend. That's why the government buildings are so big, the bank buildings are so big, the big marble columns. It's about making you feel small. My show is bigger than any one Fox News show, conservatively. AM, FM, shortwave, satellite, XM, shortwave. I mean, go look at the numbers. Way bigger than any one Fox News show. Legends in their own mind. See, I live in the real world. And you have the, I'm not knocking old people, but if you look at the different numbers and actuaries, Fox News has an extremely elderly and dying audience. They have one of the oldest audiences in television. And that's great. That's great. That's great for your advertisers. That's wonderful. And you've got, you know, you can see it, drug ads on there, diaper ads, things like that. Those are wonderful people. And we care about them as well. But the truth is the future. And it's so insulting to have them play me as their set piece, the leftist Cass Sunstein lover writer and the Fox News people together in that article saying Alex Jones wants to be at Fox News. To the point of, you know, years ago when they wanted me to go on Fox News, I wouldn't go. I sent one of my radio producers to be on there because they were begging. Now, if they send a car to pick me up at my house and want me to go down there and do it on satellite, I'll do it. I've been on there a few times. No response. It's nothing. No hits on the website. No nothing. Paper tiger, a joke. Go on some Christian station. Huge response. Go on the Drudge Report. Just off the charts. Millions of people. That's where the real audiences are. Not in fantasy land. I mean, whenever I'm on some national TV show, ooh, you were on History Channel. Ooh, you were on True TV. Ooh. I mean, I've told national TV most of the time, I don't even return their calls. It's not worth it for me. If you'll come interview me, I might talk to you. Let's get that straight. So this big national host, who will go on names, he's a nice guy, wanted me to come up there to be part of a Fox News TV show he's doing. And I'm like, I don't want to go. No, they don't want me. They're going to say no anyways. They're going to think I want to be there. And he's finally like, okay, I begged him. I think they may let you come up here. And I've just got to tell him no. Because it just plays into the whole fantasy. I don't want to go up there with a bunch of plastic people. I want to go hang around at some boat dock with an old man and drink beer and fish. Or I want to go paddle around in a canoe with my kids in a river. I don't want to go hang around with a bunch of fake people. I'd rather go to someplace like Monument Valley, Utah, and go into some barbecue joint and talk to some old Indian for 3 hours. I do not want to hang around with fake people. I don't want your accolades, your glitz, your names, all of it. And you will not take my soul. You will not create a counterfeit and claim I've given up my soul. And claim I want to be on your Fox News and I dream of it. No, it's a nightmare. A nightmare scenario would be for me if national TV offered me a position and let me say whatever I wanted. Because it'd be a lie. Once they got me there, they'd manipulate. I would turn down a national TV show right now. I've been offered them over and over and over again. I've been offered not just discussions, but deals on major networks for reality TV. And that would be selling out. Because the way it was going to be done, I know it was to make us look stupid. And I said no. I said no. You wouldn't believe who I've said no to. And then those idiots over at Fox. You know, I can call up basically any famous person randomly. Almost all of them are listeners. That's affecting change. That's real. See, I'm into reality. I'm not into fancy teleprompters and what looks like glitz and what looks like reality. I'm into the real thing. All right, I'm sorry, our guest is holding. I got to get it to your calls. Curtis, Eric, Carrie, Tim, Tommy, I'll at least get to those. I want to have our guest finish up. It's just that this talk show host wanted me to go up there, and I told him a month ago, I said, I probably won't, but you can ask them. And I said, they're going to say no and giggle and get off on it and all this stuff. And, Alex wants to come up here. And that's exactly what was going on. And now they're saying, we'll see. Well, I won't come up there to be on your stupid Fox show, even if you sent a private jet with a red carpet. Okay? Get that through your head. I do not want to be on your toilet bowl TV show. I do not want to be on your, not the host, but your system. I don't want to be around a bunch of Finn vampires. I want to be around people that are boiling with life, boiling with red blood, boiling with energy. I like sunlight. I like beauty. I like honor. I like truth. I like war against evil. I spill my blood and guts and soul out against you. You think I want you? I despise you. I want to vomit on you. You're a vapor. You're a fraud. You're a scam. I have everything I want. I'm fulfilled. My cup runneth over. You think I want your desiccated plastic wax museum garbage? You want me to be mean and really tell you what I think about all you people? Soulless. Into how you look, completely vain and empty. I stare into the cosmos. I stare into eternity. My mind explodes with fractal, geometric understanding. You have nothing. You are vassals, puppets of other men. You play to their tune. I play my own tune. Got it? All right, I apologize to our guest, but I held him over. Danny Panzilla up there fighting the Fed. What happened to Luke Radowski last night? Do you know?
Well, I'm guessing that he's probably resting from his ordeal last night. As far as I know, he didn't actually get arrested. He was manhandled a little bit, but he was okay. Last time I spoke to the group, which was probably around 11 o'clock or so. So I'm guessing he's probably resting because I'm sure he ran right home to edit a video to get it out. So,
all right, well, Luke is now IMing us right now. Speak of the, we've been trying to get a hold of him. I heard he was taken off, but I guess sometimes they just stick you in the police car for a while.
Yeah, sometimes. Listen, I just want to give a quick shout out to Houston Free Thinkers. They're going to be down there with you tomorrow at the Fed, and they've been instrumental in helping getting this OccupyTheFed.net set up. I just want to encourage everybody, if you're within the sound of my voice, come out, join one of these Fed protests wherever you are. If you can't get to a Fed or a Fed office, you know, set up a protest in front of one of the major banks, the shareholders of the Fed, and email us at OccupyTheFed.net, and we'll put that protest up on the website so that, you know, other people in your area can find it. And let's just all work together and redirect and take advantage of this momentum that Occupy Wall Street has created and redirect it towards the real enemy, the private banking cartel. The Federal Reserve Bank.
And sure, a caveat on my whole Fox News rant. I like Judge Napolitano. I like Lou Dobbs. And, of course, they've been both told not to come on my show now. And I've been up there in New York and had Glenn Beck block me from going on Napolitano's show before he left. But, again, I didn't care. It was like no big deal whenever I was told, oh, well, you were set up, but now you're not. I mean, my whole rant is we have our own media. And so they have to act like we need them and that we're lacking when we're not. I mean, you know, my operation has got all the junk in the trunk, 10 times what they got. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. We are the media. We are the real media. And we're going to continue to do what we do. And no one can stop us. Like Ron Paul says, you can't stop an idea whose time has come.
Yep, Victor Hugo. Thank you so much, brother. We look forward to talking to you soon.
All right, take care.
Oh, by the way, are you guys going to go to the Fed tomorrow on the Occupy the Fed Day?
Yes, we are going to be there tomorrow. What we're planning to do is have a contingent of people there every day until the culmination, the big event on November 22nd, which is the traditional End the Fed Day.
All right, thank you so much, brother. We'll talk to you tonight on InfoWars Nightly News. Okay, there goes our guest coming up, George Norrie. That was Danny Panzilla. I'm Alex Jones. I do want to get to a round of calls or so. I've got to get into this. Unprecedented problems with the Bank of America website, some other economy news. But for just 3 or 4 minutes, I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up, who grabs and snatches in the market as much gold and silver as he can when they artificially drive it down, as they've done over and over again the last 10 years. But overall, it only goes up because of currency devaluation. He's got a lot of gold and silver he bought when they drove it down. But gold and silver over the last few weeks have retraced some of their losses, and Ted is running out of some of the lowest price stuff. So he wanted to give people the opportunity now to get a hold of high quality silver, gold coins at absolute wholesale drop, you know, dead gorgeous prices. Ted Anderson, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex. By the way, I still just
He's on talkback.
We don't have Ted live today.
Here, Alex.
He was on TalkBack with us, and our regular people aren't up there today.
Hello. Can you hear me now,
yeah,
Alex?
Yeah, Ted. Go ahead and start back over.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Was that on our end or on Ted's end?
No, I'm sure it's on our end. There was probably a button that was.
No big deal. I'm just making sure it's not me. Go ahead, Ted.
Yeah, no, $73 still. Alex, anybody that's picked up that American Dream video knows by now, have watched this, knows why you should be standing at the Fed. If there's any other reason at all, that explains it right there. And then how about this? How about bringing those silver dollars to the Fed and show people what real money was? This is what the Constitution was written for. This is what Thomas Jefferson meant when he said, I want to have silver and gold as money, and I don't want a central bank ruling this world. Those silver dollars were the exact ones that he designed, the ones that he wanted in there for us, and the ones that you're getting with this book and video. And believe me, silver dollars are going up in price. They have. I mean, crying out loud, silver hit a peak today of $32.16. Presently, right now, trading at $31.97. I mean, you can't. I mean, the video, the book alone, is it? You're not going to buy that. You get it for free, and you're going to pay about $40 for that. And here, you for $88, you get two silver dollars. That video. I mean, people need to understand what it is that the Fed is doing to us, why the dollar is losing purchasing power, why your politicians are bought out, and why it doesn't seem to make a difference whether if you elect a Republican or a Democrat, it doesn't make a difference.
Well, it's Ted, I can tell you don't even want to promote gold and silver here today. You were just fired up that we're going head up against the Fed, and that means anywhere you are in the country, go demonstrate against them. And again, the media showing up in mass, they already had one today in Dallas. Huge coverage, going to be even bigger tomorrow. It's happening all over the country. We're identifying the Fed. What do you think of Bernanke? In fact, guys, pull up Bernanke. Agrees with or understands the anger of Occupy Wall Street. This shows how they're hoping, George Soros and others, to say that they're friends with Occupy Wall Street in an attempt to take it over. And we'll get those rich people. We'll raise taxes when they're offshore and get the tax money through banker bailouts and theft. I mean, they are so desperate right now to have Bernanke come out and say, oh, I feel the pain of the people on Occupy Wall Street. They are so scared that we're going to go out and actually identify them.
Well, that's right, because it's all about diversion and deception, Alex. The reason why Wall Street got bailed out is because of the fact that the Fed's appointed guy is sitting here as the Treasury Secretary and saying, hey, you got to bail out these guys because the buddies of the Fed, the shareholders of the Fed right now are in trouble. So we take all of these newly printed dollars, which is basically just stealing money from the people and giving them to these elite people that have, you know, they've had the world handed to them. They have everything they need at their fingertips.
Well, Ted, here's another point. This is a Steve Watson article out at Infowars.com dealing with all of this. Very important to get out to people. Wall Street puppet Obama sympathizes with anti-Wall Street protesters. Again, we just put on screen Bernanke saying he sympathizes and understands them. In fact, put that back up so I can give folks the exact quote. Thank you. Bernanke saying he understands. When he was in testimony, Bernanke on Occupy Wall Street protest, I can't blame them. And he went on to say he understands. Now Obama claims government has not gone after banksters because a lot of practices going on weren't against the law. And notice how Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, through Obama and also under Bush before he left, basically ordered every major bank to take bailout money so they'd be complicit in all of it. And some banks just refused. And then when they took the money, they found out they were going to use regulators selectively against them, so they gave it back. your credit unions, your local banks. I mean, he is run by the very group, Larry Summers and Robert Rubin, that got rid of Glass-Steagall in 99 under Hillary Clinton. I mean, this is incredible to watch Obama try this new bamboozlement, just like he did in the last election, to claim he's fighting corrupt Wall Street interest when the guy, he is the most Wall Street puppet ever seen. This would be like Hitler showing up at the Nuremberg trials and saying that he wanted to, you know, be the head judge against the Nazis. I mean, this is a sick joke.
It's not even a sick joke. It's what we were warned against when the Constitution was drafted by the forefathers of this country. We cannot have a central bank make the currency of the nation. Otherwise, we will become indebted to them. They will buy out and take away the nation our forefathers fought for, just like they laid it out for us. It is absolutely there. If the people could just wake up to this.
Ted, you got a head Federal Reserve up in your area. Are you going to be out there this weekend?
Well, yep, we're going to be right over at the one right down in Minneapolis. But I got to tell you, it boils my blood to watch this country go down the road that it's in. And like you said, man, if you can move those people out of Wall Street and march them right down to the Fed, you'll find the true enemy of this country. It's there. They're the ones that are creating the money from nothing. They're lending it to us, charging us interest on it, and we have to have it for commerce.
Well, Ted, I got to go to calls after this. We haven't even promoted the gold and silver deals. Folks, call. It's a big list of radio specials where you'll get the lowest prices out there. Not just the regular low prices, the lost leader stuff. They got the two silver dollars, the book, the video for 70-something bucks. That's an incredible deal. Free shipping. 800-686-2237. What is that, $73? 800-686-2237. They got a bunch of silver and gold specials. Ask them for the Alex Jones list of specials. 800-686-2237. Ted's getting a lot of calls right now. And Eric and Carrie and Tim and Tommy. Who knows, you might just get to sit on hold and talk to George Norrie, but I'm going to get to you in a minute. At least some of you. I really want to hear from you. Ted, finish up. Tell folks about some of the gold and silver specials you've got. We spent 3 or 4 minutes ranting about the private Federal Reserve and how we're going to occupy their surroundings all over the country, the center epicenter being Dallas tomorrow night. But Ted, tell us about some of the specials.
Yeah, sure. I mean, Frank's, right now you can pick them up at $358.70. It does get you a full year subscription to the International Forecaster. I mean, that's $159. It's like buying gold at $1,000 an ounce, even though we all know it's in the 1600s. Right now we have the Walking Liberty Halves at $15.60. I think that's a great buy. I'm putting that Campaign for Liberty coin up. I only have about 200 of them left. That coin right now is $4.92. I can't think of a better person to support other than Ron Paul, but I'm not going to make them again. That particular die is going to be broken because the people that bought them understood I made 1,000 and that's it, and there's about 200 left. If you want a quarter-ounce coin that's certified in a leatherette case, proof condition, and at a real good price, you can't even buy a silver, a gold eagle, you know, that's about the same price as those. You can't beat it. Plus also to support the Campaign for Liberty, which is Ron Paul's organization. And that's all about ending the Fed. What else do I have here? The $20 double eagle right now, $20, 2053 is a good buy. There's a whole
lot. You got it all. Here's the number, 800-686-2237. Ted, shoot some video of your demonstration against the Fed this weekend. Now, what time is that, Ted?
I'm not the organizer. I think they're going to be doing it at noon, but I got to find out. So.
Yeah, but this is exciting. This is really spread all over the country. Very exciting. Great job, Ted.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Curtis in Virginia. Curtis, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello.
Yes, my friend. Welcome.
Yes, Brother Alex. How are you today?
I am broadcasting worldwide and very excited to hear about protesting the Fed going on all over the country.
Outstanding, outstanding. Couple things. Well, before I say anything, I got to say, I don't do hero worship, but I do respect the man, his team, and his work. You're doing a great job.
Well, thank you, sir.
I'm calling to sort of disagree with you, but then again, I don't really disagree with you. I want to open up a dialogue. It's all about the terms free market and capitalism. I totally agree that we need to abolish the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve got to go. All right. If we do anything, we definitely got to get rid of the Federal Reserve. Where I think we slightly differ, and I would like to hear open dialogue, more dialogue across the board on, is how we execute free market and how we execute the term capitalism. Now, prior to the Federal Reserve, free market capitalism was sort of based on slavery, indentured servitude.
I tell you what, stay there. We got to go to break. I'm going to come back to you. This is a big question. Look, nothing's ever been perfect. You're right. And now if we get rid of the Federal Reserve, the elites have already stolen basically most of the property and companies through their power of issuing unlimited currency and credit to themselves. So what do? We audit the Fed, we get rid of the Fed, we send the money back to Congress, and we have a debate about what system we want to live under. But the first thing we got to do is stop these bankers from setting up world government.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, Curtis in Virginia. If you just joined us, George Norrie's coming up, and I will get to these callers. I want to hear from you. That's why I gave the number out, but then time runs out. He was bringing up a concern about free market capitalism. Look, what we have now is a crony, insider, cartel, mafia system. Okay? So that's what I'm talking about here. We're talking about a very corrupt system. And so I'm just trying to educate folks about the current system. And then I'd like to get back to a private property and state sovereignty and absolute liberty for everybody as long as you don't hurt anybody. And obviously, you can't just like get rid of the Federal Reserve. The globalists are going to come back over and over again. They've got to be arrested. They've got to be tried. They've got to be punished because they've got to have their wealth taken away. Now, that's not socialism. I'm talking about criminals. The globalists have to be dealt with. Because they've stolen all this stuff. But the question is then, if you gave all that stolen wealth to a government, it's going to set up a new tyranny. So we're in a pickle. I mean, what's your view on that, Curtis?
I totally agree. I totally agree. I'm pulled back to some of your past videos where you interviewed an economic hitman. You know, and you talk about, and he talks about, how they go into other countries and they steal the resources and all that in the name of capitalism and how they spread corporate agendas around the world. That's part of the problem as well. I see the Federal Reserve as a tool for a corrupt form of capitalism and free market. So what I'm saying is we have to get rid of the Federal Reserve based on what you just said, but at the same time, we have to redefine what our economic system should be once we get rid of that. If not, we're going to still manipulate, we're still going to control, and we're still going to destroy other countries.
Well, look, it's like Ron Paul says. It's like Ron Paul says. The globalist, the Anglo-American establishment, whatever you want to call it, and people always email saying, that means white people. No, it means England and the U.S. That's what the globalists call it, the Anglo-American establishment. That's what they called the big oil company in Iran that England ran was Anglo Oil. But the issue here is they have an attitude of conquering, of dominating. They do that to us domestically. We pay for the empire. We don't benefit from it. And so we got to get past that idea as well. And we got to realize, like Ron Paul says, be friends with people, trade with them. Most countries actually want to be friends and want to trade and want to have business. Now, the Soviets were this evil empire that we had to organize against, but it turns out the globalists, the banksters, were actually funding that to create this threat so they could build basically the same thing over here. The globalists know how to manipulate and finance both sides. And so I think more importantly than anything is an awareness of history and global systems being taught to the general public, real history being taught. It's exciting. It's addictive. That is a total shield. Thomas Jefferson said, to paraphrase him, educate the general public in history and in basic liberties, and tyranny will, you know, vanish like phantoms at dawn. Guys, search Thomas Jefferson quote, phantoms at dawn, and then that'll bring the full quote up. Thank you. I want to give you the exact quote because I kind of butchered it. So, look, I'm just trying to move away from the globalists totally taking over and pointing out their system's bad and giving some general ideas of liberty. But, yes, we need to have a debate about what we want to replace it with as well, sir.
I totally agree. And my biggest concern is that we accomplish some of the things that we go after, and then it just metamorphoses into something else.
That's what always happens. I mean, look, the fight against evil is always ongoing. People always think in history, well, we overthrew this tyranny, we overthrew the czars, now we've got the Bolsheviks. So, most of the time a revolution makes it worse. The bankers admit that they use revolutions, let everybody tear everything up, and then come in and take over afterwards. So, we're walking a tightrope here, brother. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he is the second most listened to radio talk show host in the world. 16 million on terrestrial radio, a couple million more on the internet and XM, Sirius, all those other systems. And I've been reading the trade publications. If he continues to grow within 6 months to a year, he will be undisputed number one radio talk show host in the world, eclipsing the great one in talk radio, Rush Limbaugh. Now, we're joined by, of course, George Norrie. We only got him for about 35 minutes or so because I guess we're keeping him up from his sleep right now, getting ready for his show tonight. I don't know when the guy sleeps. I actually talked to him in the morning sometimes, the afternoon. But George Norrie joins us. And a subject, I don't get into some of the subjects George covers. You know, he took the show 7-8 years ago in a new direction, covering more political stuff and hardcore issues, and we appreciate that. But he does get into some of the metaphysical. But one area I have covered, just because I've talked to family that's experienced it, to Colonel Craig Roberts and others that have experienced it, people who die do go over to the other side. People who are Aboriginal Indians have never read Western culture or Bible have the same experience with angels, golden gates. Some people go to hell and come back. But George has gone further with talking to the dead. Coast to Coast AM host George Norrie, new book that's out, available at Amazon.com. And I've actually ordered one and intend to read it because I'm fascinated with the other side. Who isn't? I want to get into the book, but then obviously in the limited time, George, pick your brain about a couple other issues.
Sure thing. We'll do, Alex. How you been?
Oh, I've been great, and I work late a lot, so sometimes when I'm up doing stuff, I listen to Coast AM a couple days a week, and then don't get any sleep because I get addicted listening.
Well, we get addicted every time you're on the program, too. I can see the skewing in our ratings, Alex, every time you're on Coast to Coast. People just love what you're doing. And I've got to tell you, the alternative world is no longer the alternative world. The things that you do and the things that we've been doing, I think, are becoming regular, important issues worldwide. And everything we've talked about over the years, everything, seems to be coming true. And I find that to be not only startling, but absolutely riveting. And, and listeners are beginning to appreciate that.
I know. I mean, you went out on a limb, 8 years ago when you took over Coast to Coast weeknights. A lot of people were, wow, this guy's really getting into 9/11 truth, world government, Federal Reserve. And now, I don't want to say we've become passé because we're always pioneering and more cutting edge, but now you've got Glenn Beck and all of them becoming incredibly popular, covering a lot of the same subjects.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, I will give you credit where credit is due. You are the one who paved the way for everybody to do this. I mean, you know, when I came in, Coast to Coast was the paranormal show. You know, as a matter of fact, people would say, oh, if that's the UFO show. And that is now a small portion of what we do, because this world's just changed. You know, for the last 10 years, this world has gone into such a metamorphosis that if we as broadcasters did not keep pace with that, did not change, did not alter the things we did, we would have been gone, and we had to adjust. And I'm just glad that I was able to get convinced by people who called me about you years ago saying, you got to listen to this guy. Because, as you know, originally I said, man, what do I want to promote another talk show host guy for?
Yeah.
But then, you know, I said, you know what? He's not just a talk show host guy. He's a truth seeker. And we've got to do that on this planet.
Well, you certainly do it on your show. And, you know, you talk about the paranormal and stuff kind of taking a backseat or being a third of the show now. And I like that direction. But I got to admit that some of those shows, because I'm always dealing with such, you know, in-your-face things, that's the show where I'm driving home at 1 a.m. or I'm actually looking in the back seat behind me. That's the show when I get into the house, I go ahead and grab some orange juice and fire up the computer and flick on the, you know, the AM radio 590 here locally and listen. So I think it's really a great mix, and you're a master talk show host, and just amazing, George. And folks, people know I don't kiss up to people. I mean, George really is a master at what he does. I mean, take Austin, Texas. You've got a 50 share, I saw a month or so ago in the newspaper. And in some areas, you've got a 60 share. I mean, we're talking about, of all radio, period, you've got more than half the listeners in this country.
Well, it's growing. It's a phenom. And I think what we've done is we've touched the pulse of Americans. And they are looking for information. They're looking for people to tell them the truth. And that's what we're doing. And as you were talking about the latest book, Talking to the Dead, as I was leaving the studio last night, in the wee hours of the morning, I saw what I thought was a dead person outside of our studio door. I kid you not. Some guy just flat on his face with his coat over his head, you know, in pitch black. He was dead. He looked dead. You know, security guard came out and kicked him, and the guy started snoring. And he said, oh, my gosh, I better call the cops and get him away. This planet is going through so many weird things right now. I can't keep track of them. Can you?
No, I can't. In fact, I've reached total overload with the amount of craziness that's going on. Tell us about your book.
Well, the book is called Talking to the Dead, and it is a book about the spirit world and what people are trying to do to communicate with the other side. And it is truly one of the most incredible stories I've ever have done. I wrote the book, Alex, with Rosemary Ellen Guiley, who's an expert in the paranormal. And she is a great researcher. And the two of us started investigating the various ways that people are trying to communicate with the other side. And it's really uncanny. Yeah, there are some hucksters out there and some frauds, but there are also some people out there who truly think that they can communicate with those on the other side. Maybe one day you're going to feel a phone call from someone who's passed on. You know, maybe Abe Lincoln will tell you.
Well, I'm going to say this. Because of the political things I get into, I stay out of this because of how it would be used. But I've had some interesting experiences in my life. I'm going to leave it at that. And there is a lot going on this planet out in space that you know, we haven't figured everything out yet. And in fact, I don't think we figured out 1% of what's happening. But what about this? I know there are hucksters out there claiming they communicate with the dead, but there's also people who do believe they are, and it surely may be happening. I know that the near-death experiences, or when people actually die, they're experiencing similar things. People I really respect, or they come back with new knowledge. But what about hucksters on the other side? What about what a lot of Christians believe, that these are actually demons masquerading as the dead, with this whole necromancy situation?
That's absolutely true. You just never know what's on the other side. You don't know what's coming across these various portals. I don't play with Ouija boards anymore because you never know what you're going to get. And a lot of people who are extremely spiritual and religious think that we're being tricked. You know, this is the work of the devil, and that they will do anything they can to possess people, to take over. I think most of our politicians, other than Ron Paul, I think they're all possessed.
I do, too.
It is unbelievable. And, you know, we're just going through right now one of the most incredible times I have ever seen. In my years, I've never seen the world so topsy-turvy. And my theory is that the globalists are doing everything they can to do this as quickly as they can. And the reason why they're under so much stress and pressure to get this done now is because they know we finally know and that we've had enough. And
yes.
That we're out to push and push and push. And we're not going to stop.
Well, it's like the movie They Live. The sunglasses are now going on. George, I want to come back in the next little segment or two that we have with you. You got to go at 40 after or so because I know you're busy. And get into Occupy Wall Street, the globalist, what you think from your deep research and all the experts you've talked to, their master plan is. But first, spend a few minutes because I wanted to get you on because I saw the book had just come out. And you don't like to toot your own horn, but I've read your past books. They're excellent. Give us a snapshot of this new book.
Talking to the Dead is a book that will help people understand what happens to all of us when it's time to chuck out and go to the other side. It will explain the various methods that are out there to communicate with the spirit world. And more importantly, it's affordable, Alex. Amazon.com. I mean, this is going to be in bookstores Tuesday all over the country. But Amazon's selling it right now at like $14 and change. I don't know how they do it. I guess because they don't own real estate, they're able to discount these things tremendously. But it's going up in the charts. And, you know, if every coast-to-coast listener and if every listener to Alex Jones picked up a copy, we'd have a bestseller on our hands.
Well, there's people that don't care about what they do to the world, and I've found they're never spiritual people. I've learned what you do comes back on you many-fold. I guess that's what they mean by the term God-fearing. You don't have to wait till you die to be punished, in my experience. You're punished while you're here and while you're alive. And I've talked to so many family members. My uncle died 6 times when he had a motorcycle accident, and he saw everything Colonel Craig Roberts saw when he died for 10 minutes during cancer surgery. And, you know, the guardian angel that's been there your whole life, that was your imaginary friend when you were a kid, all of that. I'm here to tell you, George, it's real.
It is real. There's no question about it, Alex. And, you know, one day we will all see it on the other side. And, you know, while we're talking about it, condolences to the family of Steve Jobs. I mean, you talk about a new era Thomas Edison. I mean, the guy was an absolute genius. And this planet needs more and more people like that.
Yeah, Steve Jobs, no doubt, was a major genius. And when we come back, we'll speak a little bit more about Steve Jobs and then get into where George Norrie thinks the global controllers are taking us and who he thinks basically commands those heights and where he sees this collision of tyrants and those that love liberty. The new book, ladies and gentlemen, available on Amazon.com first. And that's what they do. They like, make you sell it to them at discount and then slice it down to nothing. So you can get this book that was $24.99 for $14.69 out of the gates, Talking to the Dead with George Norrie. Stay with us. We'll be back with more of George Norrie. Okay, we're going to take a few calls in the next long segment with George Norrie, but I wanted to, well, ask George the question here. He was starting to get into this whole New World Order system, and I agree with you. In fact, Zygmunt Brzezinski admits they know the world's waking up to them. Where do you see this collision going between the forces of tyranny and liberty?
We're going to have a world, Alex, of the haves and the have-nots. And as that gap gets wider and wider and wider, we're going to have an implosion. People will get to a point, and it's close now, but it's not quite there. People will get to a point where they will say, enough is enough. We're tired of being taken advantage of. We're tired of getting the short end of the stick. All we want is what's fair. And I think anyone who's running for political office today should empathy and must be aware of the needs of middle America, or they are headed for disaster. And it's happening. People are upset. I mean, you can see it. You can feel it on people. I mean, wherever you go, you talk to them. They're not happy. Nobody's happy. I've never seen a time, ever, where so many people were just unhappy. Why restaurants are full on weekends? Because people are so depressed, they're going out to drink. I mean, it's just something I have never, ever seen before. You know, I've been through, I was 13 when John Kennedy was assassinated. I went through the Vietnam War era. I've seen it all in my lifetime. But I've never seen a time like right now where more people are so whacked out and upset over what's been going on in all my life. And you see it too, don't you?
Oh, of course. And every year it gets exponentially crazier. And Homeland Security and this whole police state grid that is now admittedly for the American people, if the establishment thinks that that's going to keep us in line, they got another thing coming.
Well, they sure do. I mean, already, you know, cities are beginning to wonder, oh, what did we do with these red light cameras? Why did we put them up? I think they're going to start coming down. Los Angeles is doing away with them. There's a lawsuit in a city near St. Louis.
Most of Arizona took them down because people kept bashing them out.
Well, yeah, not only that, you know, studies have shown that they cause more accidents. You know, because people are so petrified of going through a red light that they will stop immediately and they get rear-ended.
Well, they also got caught, as you know, in San Diego, shortening the yellow light.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's amazing. I just wonder, though, if they're taking down the cameras. They may stop the practice, but what are the cameras still doing up there?
I think you just hit on something really positive, George. I'm seeing a lot of things reverse. I'm seeing when I go out to demonstrate or something, instead of police acting like they hate us, I've been at Federal Reserve demonstrations where I'm yelling at the police or whatever, and they go, hey, buddy, turn your camera off. And the head guy goes, we know it's bad. We know. Listen, we're not bad. So more and more, I'm seeing people wake up.
Alex, 95% of the police officers in this country are good people. They're like us. They're hardworking men and women, and they're put in the middle of all these situations. And, of course, you've got that bad basket of apples. You have that in everything. It's in, you know, it's with doctors. It's with lawyers. It's with all of them. Those are the people who get the bulk of the publicity, the cops that beat up people and do stupid things. But, you know, by and large, I think if push comes to shove, Americans are going to defend Americans when they have to. And I just think that this world will wake up one day and they will say, enough is enough. We've seen what happened with the Arab Spring. We see what's happening in Greece right now. And believe me, it could happen here. And the Wall Street protests, that's nothing. You know, some of that is contrived. It's created. I'm talking about real core Americans who are fed up with being pushed around, and we need to do something about that. This country should do something dramatically different with the way we tax people, do away with the IRS, go to some kind of fair use tax or something, and give Americans close to 100% of the money to go out and earn. They're just tired and tired of people taking money away from them.
I was talking to a very famous musician today, a household name, and he was describing how he only keeps about 20% of what he makes now after he pays all the lawyers and the fees and the fines and the taxes. And he said, if this continues, you know, he knows a lot of other famous musicians, they're not even going to be able to make a living. And people are like, wow, these guys, no, they used to be rich, but the taxes just go up and up and up, where there's not going to be institutions to even hire people anymore. It's that race to the bottom. It's globalism. I want to talk more about Occupy Wall Street with George Norrie straight ahead. We'll take a few phone calls before he's got to leave us. We'll go to Eric and Carrie, Tim and Tommy at least, or George Norrie straight ahead, and tell you a little bit more about his new book on its way to being a bestseller, Talking to the Dead. It's out this week.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Without care, yeah, I was out of time. In beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared and scorned. But in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. You could certainly say that about George Norrie. Here's another quote, Thomas Jefferson: enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppressions of body and mind will vanish like phantoms at dawn. Coasttocoastam.com. Coasttocoastam.com. Is that the best website, George, for people to visit?
Yeah, it sure is. I've asked them to try to get other domains that tie us and link us straight into Coast to Coast, but you've got to put the T-O in the middle of coasttocoastam.com. I've always told people, Alex, make it one of your favorites on your computer so you don't have to type it up all the time. But that's growing too. But yeah, I mean, your websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, they're huge. I mean, they're absolutely huge. And well, I get calls every other day from people about you. I get emails about you.
Enough about me, George. We got you on here. I want to talk to you. But speaking of that, I heard you just mentioning that. Obviously, the execs on the big network you're on know that, you know, you're talented, Emmy Award-winning news producer from TV, all this stuff. So, but at the same time, all they've got to do is create a simpler domain that'll also point at that one, and I would bet that would probably increase your traffic by 30%. That's conservative. I heard you just kind of throw that out there, but you guys have got to create a simpler domain.
Absolutely. I think, for example, you can try it out for me. I haven't. If you do George Norrie, N-O-O-R-Y, GeorgeNorrie.com, I think it takes you straight to our website as well.
Well, that's good, then. I'm not getting off into radio land. I can learn a lot more from you than you can learn from me, but you obviously already know that. I want to go to a few calls here in the time we have for you. George, is there anything else before I go to calls? Because I know you've got to leave soon that you'd like to add.
Well, I just want everybody to know, Alex, that even though it seems like we are in the middle of all this mess, I am still extremely positive about the long-term future of America and of its people. We're going to go through some incredible times. We may go through some world wars, but I still think, in the end, humanity is going to make it. And one day, this will be a better place for everybody.
Well, no doubt things have to get bad before people start to appreciate true freedom again. Let's talk to Carrie in Georgia. You're on the air with George Norrie, Carrie.
Hey, Alex. Hey, George.
Hey, Carrie.
I wanted to tell you, thank you, George. I've been trying to get through to my dad. He's 68 years old. I've been trying to wake him up. And I tell you, the morning that he called me, he says, have you ever listened to this guy, George Norrie? And I said, I knew that I had gotten through to him. And it was because of your program.
Well, thank you. So many family members, Carrie and Alex, have gotten together now as a group, as a family, the son, the father, and they start listening to Coast to Coast. And it's something that allows them to talk and get closer to each other. It's really a great feeling for me to know that this program is touching so many lives, whether it's alternative medicine or conspiracy theories, or you name it. I'm having a time of my life doing it. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Well,
that.
George, you know what Superman's uncle tells him: with great power comes great responsibility. I've learned the responsibility of having 3 million listeners a day. What's it like to have 16 million or more? I mean, that is quite a responsibility.
Alex, I'll let you in on a little secret. I broadcast to one person every night. And when you do that, you touch everybody.
You're right.
So I don't think of how many people are listening, because if I did, I'd probably lose it and go crazy. You got to broadcast just to one person, touch that one person, and you'll see the difference.
Imagine how many sports stadiums of 100,000 people is 16 million. I mean, that is incredible. I think about speaking to millions, and it's like, wow. Or making a film that's watched by 30 million people. It's incredible. Did you want to ask any questions, Carrie, before we jump?
Yeah, well, I had a couple of interesting things I wanted to ask you about. Mostly how you see Daryl Issa and Chuck Grassley. You'll hear them talking about Eric Holder and the five memos of July 2010, but you never hear anybody mention that the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act had $10 million of funding for Gunrunner and it. And you never hear anybody talk about the Department of Homeland Security.
But see, you just dropped a bombshell. I knew that months ago and had even forgotten to do a piece on it. The American Reinvestment Act had $10 million in it, and it's come out in testimony. The White House was running this. Holder's been caught lying. Now we learn it's cocaine into the U.S. for guns to Sinaloa, the big cartel. George Norrie, that's a great question. What's your view on this Fast and Furious? Is this Obama's Waterloo?
It may be if it continues to grow and fester. Bottom line, Alex, this has been going on for a long, long time. Years ago, I had Daniel Ellsberg on the program, Pentagon Papers. He was the one who pointed out and showed everybody how Lyndon Johnson lied about everything in the Vietnam War. Governments generally lie to its population. It's a sad fact. I don't know what happens to honest politicians when they get into office, but something happens to them, and they begin to do things that are just unbelievable. And in this particular case, if the media stays on it, Holder will probably get tossed out as the Attorney General, and who knows what it would do for President Obama's administration.
Well, George, I've talked to a lot of high-level people. What happens is, whatever your fancy is, it shows up with a bow on it, whether it's money, power, or a beautiful woman, and they just compromise these people. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. George has got to go here in just a few minutes. Let's take another call. Tommy in Tennessee, you're on the air with George Norrie.
Hey, George. Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Good, Tommy.
First of all, I'd like to say that the wife and I go into a prayer of agreement every night and every morning for the protection of the crew, you guys, and Ron Paul's family. And also, are you there?
Yes, sir. I appreciate the prayer.
Okay. And also, George, one of my favorite episodes of yours was Patrick Heron on May 4th on the third hour. And this is, we keep hearing about the global government. We keep hearing about the global economy. Well, now Rick Warren is talking about the global religion that is backed by Bill Clinton and Tony Blair. It's called Chrislam. And I was wondering if one of you would do a segment.
Oprah Winfrey. I think she's a nice lady. I think she's deceived. She's funding some new agey church system. The UN says they want a world religion, George.
Well, I have not been a proponent of organized religion, Alex. You know, I'm a believer in God. Trust me there. And I think everybody has that God-given right to practice and worship the way they want. But I've just never been a fan of organized religion. I mean, I've seen what the churches have done. I've seen what they've tried to do for money. It's just something that I feel we don't need as individuals. Pray and practice within yourself. You can reach your God that way, and it's, you know what, less cost effective, believe me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Tommy. Let's do one more, then I'll continue with your calls for George has got to go, though. When do you get shut-eye, George?
Well, I'll take a little nap after this, and then I'll be ready to go again for another 12-hour day on Coast to Coast AM.
Last call for George. Let's talk to Matt in Ohio. Matt, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call. Just had a quick comment and kind of wanted to get your take on it. I think we're really to a tipping point, and to George's point earlier that, you know, people really seem, you know, kind of maybe depressed or just, I don't know, perhaps impotent. But I think we're right around the corner politically. Once people, because we're reaching a point where the vast majority of people want some of the same changes politically, you know, the vast majority want to end the wars and draw down troops to some level or another, to stop the violence on the border, the southwestern border, end the domination of special interests over the government, enforce criminal laws on government agents.
And as we push back against the elite, they get more and more clownish in their attempt to dominate us. I see it backfiring. What's your specific question then for George?
Do you think we're ready to start identifying where we agree and then just throwing our entire weight behind these, at least the areas where we agree, so we can start getting political effectiveness back in the country?
I think that's a good final question for George Norrie. George?
one of my favorite lines from the movie Network from Howard Beale, played by the late Peter Finch, was, just leave us alone. Leave us with our toasters and our radial tires and our televisions. Just leave us alone, please. But then he stopped and said, I'm as mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore. And I think that's what's happening to people around this planet. They're as mad as hell. They're not going to take it anymore. And governments worldwide should be very aware of that and start realizing that people come first.
Well, the globalists, George, would love it if we just blew up and directed it at capitalism, like the guy worth $200 million wants us to do, Michael Moore, because the bankers want collectivism to knock out their competition, as you know. They don't want us to get focused and peacefully take our governments back, or if it explodes, actually go after the power elite. I think they've miscalculated, and I don't see the arrogance in their eyes anymore. I see scrabbling, rat-like fear.
They don't want martial law. They don't want to have to pull out the police force. They don't want to have to do that because they know we will win if that happens. And they're petrified that this is all going to be done and there's nothing they can do to stop us once we get going. People are fed up, Alex. And you know what? I've been an advocate of peaceful protest all my life. I hope things continue. And maybe one day the globalists will say, you know what, enough is enough. We're going to go back to our little mansions and live our own peaceful little life. You people can have your own destiny. We're out of it.
George, we're getting a little bit of feedback here at the end talking to you. We have some new folks running the show today. I'm not exactly sure what's going on. But in closing, what do you think of the idea I've got to go and protest the Federal Reserve itself instead of just capitalism?
I think you can protest, and you have to do it. As, you know what? Thomas Jefferson once said that when we lose control of our nation and our currency, we've lost it. We've got to be able to get that back.
Well, George, thank you so much for joining us. I look forward to talking to you in the near future.
Okay, Alex, my friend. Be well. Keep doing what you're doing. America loves you.
Well, we love you too, George. Take care, my friend. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get Luke Radowski on here with us in just a moment to give us an update on exactly what happened to him. Just to let Genesis know, I'm told we're not going to the network right now. That has not happened in years. And of course, it happened today. So we will attempt to find out exactly what's going on up there on their end. Okay, so we're here. That'll certainly add to conspiracy theories of what was going on there with George Norrie at the end of that interview. Oh God. Let's go to Luke Radowski. Luke, we've been trying to get a hold of you since last night. Tell us what happened, because Rob Jacobson was there, and the next he knew, you'd let a bunch of people down to the Federal Reserve, which was a great idea, and what happened to you?
I was out there reporting everything that was happening last night. Last day was a crazy, incredible day with thousands and thousands. I've never seen such a huge rally of people in New York City as I did yesterday. We were filming another march that took place after the major march just took place, where people were trying to walk down peacefully, nonviolently, down to Wall Street. The police, of course, overreacted as they always do, set up police barricades, set up police horses, police scooters running over people everywhere, blocking people off, because some people even estimate that there was over 20,000 people in New York City. So they allowed a small number of protesters to go through to try to get into Wall Street. Then they blocked off the street, and the remainder of the crowd was left in Liberty Park. Now, these the small amount of protesters, which was still a large amount, but compared to the other one, was brought in there, stopped immediately, and then some protesters decided that they just wanted to peacefully walk and that they were going to try to move across the barricades. And then when that happened, all chaos broke loose, and you see the video from right there on our YouTube channel.
So they were running mopeds into people.
Last night was an incredible, insane day. Most of the action even took place after the major incident that I filmed, where other protesters who walked around the original police barricades tried to come on and help people. There was horses that the NYPD was running at people. People had to run away from horses. NYPD were beating people if they would even, you know, step 1 foot on the street. And I heard people got run over with scooters. People got thrown, beat up violently, just for trying to peacefully demonstrate in the United States of America.
And specifically, what happened to you?
Well, I was out there filming the whole incident, and I clearly have two press badges, press identifications, one even from DCPD, stating I'm a press, and I was there with the Fox News guys right next to me. We were filming exactly what was happening, and then tear gas gets sprayed at us. As soon as the tear gas gets sprayed on us, all chaos breaks loose. Police officers are just swinging the batons like it was a baseball bat. Like it was just insane. And then one police officer comes, puts his side stick sideways, and just spears me in the middle of the gut. Now, what you don't see in that video is me grabbing my stomach. And as I grabbed my stomach, I had another police officer just forcibly throw me onto the floor. And me and the other Fox News crew landed on top of each other in utter chaos where, you know, we got stepped on, I think even kicked. As I got up to film again, another protester was thrown. More people were falling all over the place. We got the whole video live streaming on our phone, so you could see the live streaming on our YouTube. And then we were able to post up a high-res version of all the incident on our YouTube channel on youtube.com/WeAreKings.
Now, so let me get this straight. It was your idea to try to get the general big main march that Soros was trying to co-opt with the unions and people to direct that down towards the actual enemy, the private Federal Reserve. That's what I basically got from Jacobson. Is that what happened?
I mean, I came there mostly to document the proceedings. I know a lot of people there were demanding to go to the Fed. The only problem is some protesters got permits, and in order to not create any hazardous situation, those plans were avoided. But there were many protesters the day before at the General Assembly calling to end the private Federal Reserve, and many people were in approval of that here in New York City. But with this parade permit, and with about, some people estimate, 20,000 people, you have to, you know, keep the strict guideline, and it's impossible to redirect.
I understand. Stay there. We'll talk to you on the other side. It's Luke Radowski. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com. Stay with us. This whole week, it was Luke Radowski that talked to the self-propelled stomach, Mr. Commie Michael Moore, who says capitalism's the problem, exactly what the megabanks want is to knock out their competition. And I'm told you ran into Amy Goodman, the self-propelled stomach, Michael Moore, all of the banker minions out there masquerading as liberty seekers. What happened, Luke?
Well, you're going to be able to see all the videos. I actually went up to Amy Goodman, and I asked her if the money she got from George Soros has affected her journalism, and she pretty much just ran away, just pretty much hid behind two people and said she didn't want to talk to me and just wanted to be at the protest, which shows so much. I met up with Michael Moore and actually got a clarification. I was able to have a pretty long discussion with him about the Federal Reserve, and he seemed up to date about what's happening. And the major general consensus of that Michael Moore video is that, you know, we could have different opinions, different views, but we could be here in the park and we could talk to each other civilly and be able to discuss these ideas. So the Michael Moore video is pretty interesting. He did get into the Fed. He said it is just like a printing press. It shouldn't even be called the Fed. So that was very interesting. And one thing Michael Moore said when he was speaking to the General Assembly is that he is not the leader of this organization. He is not the spokesperson. He is here only to be in support. And he does not want his representation in this. He just wants to be a part of it. That's what he said. And, I mean, that's what's great about the Liberty Park. There's so many people from so many different perspectives who are just fed up, coming together and yelling, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Luke, I have called, as you know, since last Sunday for people all over the United States to occupy Federal Reserve locations Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right into next week. We need people to sleep on the street, you name it, and actually occupy the real enemy to draw media attention and shift this whole Occupy Wall Street thing over to the Fed. What's your take on that event?
I mean,
I think the more demonstrations, the more campouts, the more protests, the better. But I think altogether, there's the mass movement that we have to all bring together and encompass into one. A lot of people are fed up. The people at Zuccotti Park, at Liberty Park, the Occupy Wall Street kids, this movement has, from my experience, from being there day one, has not been co-opted. It's still grassroots. Yet, I have to say this, yet. It could be very possibly, very easily taken over, but this is all grassroots. Everything's done democratically. I've been working, talking to the committees, talking to so many people, and the whole movement is pretty much depends on the people who come there and work and put in effort to get things accomplished. So if people show up there and make sure it's not co-opted, there's a chance that this thing may even go towards ending the private sector.
Well, that's exactly what our reporters have found. That's what you've reported to us. The mainstream media is trying to act like, these people want socialism and the rest of it. But actually, from what I've seen, they're really figuring out what's happening. And the patriots, the end the fetters, like you were there educating them. Are you guys planning to march on the Federal Reserve tomorrow?
I'm going to go down there tomorrow. I'm going to find out exactly what's happening. Everything's still chaotic, but you're definitely right about that last point. I mean, Ed Schultz was down there last night trying to say that there's Obama supporters and that this was the left-wing Tea Party, and people were behind him, shutting him down. He was doing a live set right outside Occupy Wall Street, and people were just screaming for him just to go home and not to try to co-opt this movement. And that's what the mainstream media is trying to do. It's trying to put us in that left-right paradigm, trying to divide and conquer us. But the people here know what's up, and they won't let that happen. This is not a left and right movement. The movement of the people, for the people, and we're just mad as hell, and we're trying to get something accomplished. We're trying to get something done. We got to unite forces. There is a possibility for great, significant change in this country, and it all lies in the hands of people who come out here, who come out to the Fed, who come out
and take charge. Look, we're out of time here. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Obviously, we want you to give us an update tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm going to be on the street. Tomorrow, I'm going to be on the street in Dallas. I'm going to be on the street in Dallas. Join me there. I'll see you back tonight, 7 o'clock. Luke, stay there. I want to talk to you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.